time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
It was a big day in federal court in Lower Manhattan on Monday as Donald Trump's longtime attorney and fixer, Michael Cohen, was in court challenging the FBI's seizure of Cohen's documents he and the president claim are protected by attorney-client privilege. Cohen had asked the judge for a temporary restraining order to stop federal prosecutors from viewing the information until an independent third party or special master be allowed to sort out what is protected. Trump had a new attorney in the case, Joanna Hendon, who filed a letter Sunday night asking the judge to give the materials back to Cohen's team to sort through what is protected and what isn't. U.S. District Court Judge Kimball Wood denied the requests, ruling that prosecutors will get first access to the information, followed by Cohen's defense team. She hasn't yet decided whether she'll appoint a special master. On Friday, Judge Wood asked Cohen's attorneys how they could argue that thousands of seized documents could be privileged while they refused to provide a list of Cohen's clients to the court. On Monday, Cohen's lawyers identified his three clients: the president, Republican fundraiser Elliot Broidy, and Fox host Sean Hannity. MSNBC's Chris Hayes did a great job of explaining it all.
The day began with Cohen attempting to defy a federal judge's order to reveal the names of his legal clients. There are not many, I should note. Now, Cohen is claiming the raids last week violated attorney-client privilege, threatening his client's rights. But in a letter to the court this morning, Cohen's lawyers agreed only to disclose who two of his grand total of three clients are. That would be a man by the name of Donald Trump, who is president of these United States, and a man by the name of Elliot Broidy, who is a Republican fundraiser who you probably hadn't heard about until, well, he resigned from the RNC last week after he was revealed to have paid $1.6 million in hush money through Michael Cohen again, that guy, to a former Playboy playmate he had impregnated, the he being there, Broidy, not Cohen. It gets confusing. Now, Cohen refused to name client number three, one of his lawyers telling the court the client is a, quote, publicly prominent individual, and he didn't want the name released to the public, piquing, of course, everyone's curiosity. The judge, however, was not having it, forcing Cohen's team to fess up. And client number three was revealed to be, drumroll please, none other than Trump TV host Sean Hannity, who railed against the Cohen raids last week without disclosing his own connection.
On his radio show Monday afternoon, Hannity denied that such a relationship ever existed.
So I've known Michael a long, long time. And let me be very clear to the media. Michael never represented me in any matter. I never retained him in the traditional sense as retaining a lawyer. I never received an invoice from Michael. I never paid legal fees to Michael. But I have occasionally had brief discussions with him about legal questions about which I wanted his input and perspective. And I assume that those conversations were attorney-client confidential. And the other thing I will need to point out to the media that is apparently going insane over this, not one of any issue I ever dealt with Michael Cohen on ever involved a matter between me and any third party.
Adding to the circus-like atmosphere of the proceedings was the porn star Stormy Daniels, who stopped in front of microphones after the hearing.
For years, Mr. Cohen has acted like he is above the law. He has considered himself and openly referred to himself as Mr. Trump's fixer. He has played by a different set of rules, or should we say no rules at all. My attorney and I are committed to making sure that everyone finds out the truth and the facts of what happened, and I give my word that we will not rest until that happens.
In other news, the president did a 180 on new Russia sanctions in reaction to the Syrian chemical attack. On Sunday, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley announced that new sanctions were coming.
You will see that Russian sanctions will be coming down. Secretary Mnuchin will be announcing those on Monday if he hasn't already. I think everyone is going to feel it at this point. I think everyone knows that we sent a strong message, and our hope is that they listen to it.
But not 24 hours later, the president reversed what his UN ambassador had said. The Washington Post was the first to report, quote, Trump conferred with his national security advisors later Sunday and told them he was upset the sanctions were being officially rolled out because he was not yet comfortable executing them. Further, we learned today the president still wants to meet with Putin. Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders told reporters, quote, the president would still like to sit down with him, and he feels like it's better for the world if they have a good relationship.
The Government Accountability Office found that Scott Pruitt, the Environmental Protection Agency administrator, broke the law by spending $43,000 to install a soundproof phone booth in his office. He violated the General Government Appropriations Act by spending more than $5,000 on the phone booth without notifying Congress. I got the news. And that's a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, now heard Tuesday through Friday from 6 to 7 p.m. Eastern on the Progressive Voices Network, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener funded, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.